careful and a gentleman.
You got a good heel on the ball, but if yes, I go down off out down there. And you know, they did that to start with on the Kennedy assassination. They start giving the South hell on the first announcement of it.
Not the USIA.
Yes, it did. United States Information Service. Yes, said it was shot by a Southern racist, and they stopped it in about 30 minutes. The question they sent out was that. If you check it, you'll find out I'm right about it. And something like that, if that fellow's down there, it can really cause some trouble, and we've got him out of tranquil situation down there at present. But he got enough sense to run it if he hadn't got some great ambition that he's going to take over and be the spokesman for the Negroes by denouncing the South before the world. I don't know enough about him to appraise him. But you won't have the slightest repercussion unless he does do that. But if he cuts through something...
I believe he'll be... My own judgment is, from the Negro standpoint, from that issue, I believe that he'd be better than Murrow.
Well, that's altogether possible, because Murrow was not very good.
Well, he didn't minister much.
Murrow was a promoter.
That's right.
He was a promoter. He never was a good businessman or a minister.
I think they got 1,000 more people in need. I think they ought to get out of Western Europe completely and let the embassies handle it. And I think they ought to get into Africa and Latin America and Asia and where they can do some good. And I think they ought to put out a good movie now and then. I liked this movie last night that they published on the March to Washington. There's been some hell raised about that. I saw it. It's not a good movie, but it's not bad from the South standpoint. Well, all it shows, it doesn't mention the South. It shows this march in here, and from Washington Monument to Lincoln's Tomb, and it shows that the Negro has a right to be heard, and is heard, and has a voice, and can petition, and doesn't get shot doing it.
I had 3 Republicans talk to me about it, and I said, I haven't mentioned it to a living soul. I've seen you since I saw it. I've seen Dean Rush twice since I heard about it. But I hadn't mentioned to
this damn son of a bitch Molyneux, who's on the advisory board. Bobby Kennedy put him on there, and he ain't worth a damn. And he's called him all over the country trying to get called Fulbright, trying to get him raised hell. So I just ordered it brought in last night, and I watched it. Lady Bird watched it, and she thought that it could have been a better edited movie and a better movie. But it wasn't. It was showing that all, notwithstanding all they say and do, that you do have a right of petition in this country, and I goddamn come right up here, 100,000 of them, and march down the street and get in front of there, and they heard Lincoln.
Damn, I'd rather they show that than show some of these things where they violate the laws by laying down in the road for the laws and all that stuff.
It's a whole lot better.
A whole lot better.
Okay, much obliged.